Hello, this is Dr. Kripalu, and I am going to talk about the power of prevention and what prevention of what? Prevention of chronic diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, autoimmune conditions, neurological conditions, pretty much the whole body, any disease which can come about chronically. So the main thing to understand is these could be labeled as all these conditions like you're talking about, but what does it actually mean? It means that these conditions come about only when the body's out of balance. So that can lead to all these things, you know, I mean, and it depends on the person's, you know, tendency or predisposition to any of these conditions which can bring it on. So it's obviously that's why not one thing which makes that happen or one factor or one condition in their lives, one reason why this happens. So it's multifactorial, or there are several things which can cause this problem. So the first thing is, and, you know, I call it as foundational principles of health, which is when it is out of balance is when the chronic diseases come about. So number one is stress. So stress is a major cause for any chronic disease. And how does this work is when you're stressed out or anxious due to life circumstances, whether it's bills to pay or pretty much any circumstance in life which brings about stress, is your hormones of stress, which is the adrenaline and cortisol, go up. And so what happens when this go up, you go into a survival mode and all the other functions in the body suffer. Now, if it's for a short time, then it's fine because that's what it's meant for, because we need to have the survival skills when we are in danger. But then what happens nowadays in the last 100 years or so, we are stressed about just the thought of things, just the thought of paying the bills, or just the thought of being poor. You know, these things bring about the stress. And this is what happens. So when the body has this stress, or we can call it as chronic stress, then the body cannot function like that, you know, for a long time. So, and that's how things go out of balance. So what happens is your body goes into this whole cascade of events, which causes something called inflammation. Now, when the inflammation is for a short period of time, it's good because things happen, you know, certain mechanisms, factors come into play, and it heals the body and it's done. But when this inflammation goes on and on and on for days and weeks and, you know, months and years, that's when you get the body out of balance and your blood pressure goes up, your digestive system doesn't work properly. And so then people can develop you know, hormonal issues like diabetes, the liver doesn't function properly, so you can have high cholesterol, and then all these put together will put a big load on the heart, so then you have heart conditions, and then this is a big load on the kidneys, so the kidney starts to dysfunction or, you know, start to fail or doesn't function properly. This has an effect on your brain, and the brain starts not functioning properly, so you get neurodegenerative diseases, which means that things, you know, your neuronal, you know, connections, you know, take a backseat and don't function properly. Your muscles don't function properly. Pretty much the whole body is affected, as you can see. So that is a primarily first factor. Now, the second factor is nutrition. And we all know that. That nutrition is a big, big factor which causes problems. So why is that? So what does nutrition mean? Nutrition means it's the nutrients. You know, how do you get nutrients into your system is what's important, and that is by food. And so food is your medicine, and medicine is food, essentially. So when you're not getting the right kinds of food into your system, and you're getting the wrong kinds of food, then the body goes out of balance. So either it is the wrong kind of food or inadequate nutrition. When you say inadequate nutrition, inadequate vitamins, inadequate minerals, inadequate fat, all these things matter. So when you don't get enough, the metabolic reactions take a again, do not happen, there's 1 million reactions happening every minute. So you can imagine for those reactions, chemical reactions, to happen in the body, you need certain factors. And those are the vitamins and the minerals which enable, you know, all these things, you know, reactions to happen. So that is number two. Number three now is movement or exercise. So what does movement do? It improves circulation. It helps your muscles. It helps your to move. It helps your bones in to keep under good condition. And above all, there are certain chemical substances which are secreted in the brain, like endorphins, and there's something called BDNF. These are all important for the body to actually function better, because when these hormones are secreted in the brain, it allows the rest of the body and the communication between other hormones to function properly, making you know, every organ systems to cooperate to keep the body in balance. And then the fourth thing is toxicity. That means reduction of toxicity. And this has emerged in the last 50 years, which was not there long time ago. So this is a huge problem now. And what do you mean by toxicities? There are different kinds of toxicities. There's, you know, food toxicity, which means that the way we get food nowadays is full of pesticides, fertilizers, and then the water is contaminated with too much of chemicals. Then the environment is polluted with, you know, gas emissions and factories putting up smoke in the air. We have plastics to consider, which release certain chemicals, which is, again, plastic water bottles. You know, you have to remember that. Then inhalants, that means the household cleaners around, which you use to clean the house, the perfumes which you use, the shampoos, the beauty products, all of these add to our toxic levels of substances in the body. Now the body is overburdened, the liver is overburdened to clear all these toxicities. Then again, the other toxicity is the energetic toxicity. Everybody's on technology now. So the technology is a big, while it's useful, but then being on technology all the time is a problem, because you get this something called electromagnetic radiations from them, which is harmful to our body when you do it constantly. So you want to give yourself a break at some time. So that's one. Then, of course, you know, being on, you know, the stress increases with that also. So those are the toxicities I'm talking about. The next one is sleep. People don't sleep. There's 2.5 million Americans now who don't sleep. And this is a big problem, because what happens during sleep is when you sleep ideally from sunset to sunrise, which doesn't happen. First of all, people sleep too late in the night. And so when you sleep, there are certain hormones which are secreted, certain hormones which are for survival. Healing, for growth, for making the body in good condition for the next morning to be function properly. So that doesn't happen when you don't sleep. It's your disconnection from your mind, which is a problem which causes stress. So if people don't get sleep, enough hours of sleep and quality of sleep, the whole body suffers. So that's one. Then the next one is connectedness. What does connectedness mean? Connectedness means how interactive or how connected are you with your family, with your relatives, with your friends, with your community. It really matters, because we are beings of being collective, being together. You know, we're not beings who are supposed to be isolated and by being by ourselves. Because remember, when you're isolated, you're in your mind, and your mind affects you so much. But when you're connected with people, you're involved in other people's lives. You are listening to people for their troubles, or you're enjoying with them, having fun with them. So that increases your certain good hormones in the body, which keeps your body at bay or keeps your body functioning properly. Then volunteerism, which is a part of connectedness. That means being involved in people's lives, being a part of their happiness or their sorrow, or giving people what they don't have. And like charity and, you know, all these things are very important. So that's the connectedness part of it. And the last one is the most important thing is fun. And this is really, there was a survey done where they saw that people, especially in America, people really don't have fun. You're so involved in your life, going from one after the other, and you don't take time for fun. So what does fun do? Without anything you know, in reward, or you're not expecting anything to happen when you're fun. You're just literally, as they call it, letting your hair down, whether it's a hobby, whether it's music, playing an instrument, rock climbing. It could be going out in the nature. It could be, you know, going out in the sun, getting enough sun, which is good for vitamin D. And it can all be clubbed together in the fun part of it, because that is the time which your hormones, you know, our stress hormones are completely down, and you're in such a relaxed phase, or, you know, time that your body is completely in balance. So these are the seven, you know, foundational factors or principles or pillars, however you want to call them, for good health, or keeping your body in balance and preventing chronic diseases.